Aircheckdownloads.com.
What's the BBC up to? Rhodri Telford-Davies is Director of Nations for the corporation. I spoke to him earlier today about the BBC's plans for local broadcasting.
What we've set out is a plan to make our local services across England more local, and to offer more value to people locally. But that does require us to make some difficult adjustments between how much we invest in our brilliant broadcast services across regional television news and local radio and what we're doing online. And we are making a number of broad adjustments, a number of reductions in local programming, particularly outside of peak times when listening tends to be low. We're going to strengthen our local online services across 43 sites across England. This is about getting the balance right.
Has this been done with consultation of audience, of what the audience want, or is this a management idea?
No, I mean, this is a response to what we see happening in society and the trends that we're seeing in media consumption.
So you haven't sat down and talked to audiences and said, now, would you like us to put money into local radio or online services? You're just, if you like, second-guessing where the audience is going.
No, we know from our own research that our local online services have lagged. We haven't had the same level of quality and consistency, and the audience tells that very loudly. Whenever you adjust your local programming, you get a response. But we do have a responsibility to strike a balance between what we invest in our local radio listenership and also what we invest in online, which is attractive to millions and millions of people in communities across England, and where we want to raise our game.
A lot of people say you just don't understand local radio, and it's not really about the specific, reading a specific news item or making an appointment to go and look at a website to see what's happening in the local area. It's about the presence of favourite presenters who give an identity to their patch, really, the sense of a locality that you get from a local radio station, and that this has just been hacked away with little consultation with audiences and little understanding of what exactly those audiences are now going to do, because many of them won't be particularly interested in accessing your local website or local news website.
Well, Evan, the first thing I'd say is let's remember that we're retaining all 39 local radio bases across the country. Let's remember that all our programming between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on weekdays will remain entirely local. If for the vast majority of stations, they will remain entirely local for between 8 and 10 hours every single weekday. And the final point I'd make is there's lots of talk about cuts. We have roughly 2,200 staff serving local communities across England. At the end of this process, we'll continue to have the same number.
Can we talk a little about the process? Is it right to ask somebody who has worked for 30 years as a presenter on a local radio station to reapply for their job and to submit a demo tape so you know what they're about? It seems a sort of extraordinary way of treating long-serving staff.
We've used the same recruitment processes as this that we would in any other part of the BBC. Where we're making difficult reductions in the number of staffing that we make, our first priority is fairness, and it's to make sure that everybody gets equal consideration for the new roles being created.
Do you think that's okay? I mean, to say to someone who has 30 years on air, just make a demo tape for us because that makes a level playing field. We can't make these decisions ourselves. We need to hear a demo tape.
Well, in our discussion with many of our presenters before we went into the recruitment process, clearly they wanted an opportunity to be interviewed and to talk about how they would do the production parts of the new role. But they equally wanted us to consider their track record on air. And for many of them, they wanted to make sure that we were aware of many of their highlights over many years of service.
So it was the presenters that wanted to be asked to make demo tapes rather than the BBC sort of human resource policy to force them.
We invited everybody who applied for the new presenter producer roles to submit a showreel. It's not mandatory, but many presenters were very keen to share the quality of the work they've delivered over many years.
And some found it degrading to have to go through such a thing with a 30-year track record of becoming a local character and a favourite of audiences.
I understand it's a really tough process, but our only aim was to do it as fairly as possible.
Are BBC staff allowed to talk about what is going on and their perception of it, their concerns about it? because many have been suggesting that they have been told they could lose redundancy pay or lose future opportunities to have a role in local radio if they speak out.
Well, there is a standard contract asks all staff not to bring the BBC into disrepute. It also, as you know, Evan...
Would it bring the BBC into disrepute to talk about your concerns about changes that are being made to your station?
Evan, I would expect if presenters and staff have concerns about the changes, they will talk to us. And I've received a lot of correspondence, spoken to a lot of staff meetings. But I would expect if there are concerns about internal programme changes that we've decided on, that should be an internal discussion first and foremost.
So I don't want to mis-summarise you, but it sounds to me as though you're saying you can't talk about this in public if you expect to work for the BBC under normal contracts in future.
Well, what we say in our contracts is we don't expect individuals, staff members, to bring the BBC into disrepute. And for the vast, vast majority of staff, that doesn't pose an issue.
Rhodri Talfan-Davis there, Director of Nations for the BBC, overseeing a very big change to local radio. AirCheckDownloads.com.